In just a minute, now that the NFL bounty system has been exposed, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what other industry will adopt that same bounty system. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Lindemood Bell Learning Centers, for 25 years helping individuals learn to read and comprehend, online at lindemoodbell.com. And Lumber Liquidators, offering a variety of sustainable harvested flooring, including pre-finished and stained, in 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with the Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Sexy Rican. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager, Jessica McLeod. Our intern is Kate Casey. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Larchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac here at Chase Bank. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Mr. Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what industry will see bounties next? Amy Dickinson.
Dancing with the Stars will admit that Betty White secretly paid Melissa Gilbert to kneecap her nemesis, Urkel.
Terrible. Brian Babylon.
The Girl Scouts will give $1,000 to anybody who can sell a box of Thin Mints to somebody on a diet.
And Tom Baudet.
PRI puts a bounty on NPR hosts, which backfires when Ira Glass has a heart attack trying to chase down Peter Zagel.
Good luck to him.
Well, if we see any of those bounties panels, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Amy Dickinson, Brian Babylon, Tom Baudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. We're grateful you do. I'm Peter Zagel. We'll see you next week in Tucson, Arizona. This is NPR.